Hi, Irina.
Hi, Maiken.
Irina, I talked to some people who covered the Republican convention. They said the environment was not a major issue during those days. You covered the Democratic National Convention here in Philadelphia. You spoke to delegates. What did they say about the environment?
So I spoke to delegates both for Bernie Sanders and for Hillary Clinton, and they said the environment is an important issue for them. And if you remember from the primary season, the environment did come up. It just wasn't the most important thing for any of the candidates, really. But Bernie Sanders, for example, he said climate change was the biggest threat to our national security. Hillary Clinton spoke about climate change as well, how important it is. And walking around, I spoke to one delegate from Minnesota, a gentleman in his 70s. He's an alternate, actually. His name is Jim Cohen. He said for him, the environment is one of two or three of the most important issues. And so he said that he supports what the Democratic Party is talking about regarding the environment.
I'm satisfied that no matter what the specific words may be, the party gestalt, the overall commitment of this party is to bring about a very healthy environment in every sense of the word. And that's what the millennials want. And that's what we owe to the next generations.
So this guy has more environmental cred than most. He's worked for several environmental organizations, national ones. And yet, even as we were talking, we only spoke for a couple of minutes, he seemed really eager to pivot to other issues. And I think that reflects kind of how a lot of people are thinking about it. Even people who are concerned about the environment, there's just much bigger issues kind of at the forefront for them.
I met one gentleman at this political fest that I mentioned earlier. His name was Tobias DeVore, and he was very passionate about the environment. He had helped organize a big march in Philadelphia just days prior for green energy. And basically, he said he wants sustainable energy and he wants it now.
I would love to see it happen. We can have a fast and quick transition. By 10 years, 15, 20 years, we could be at 100% renewable power. And that's what I would love to see.
He was also really passionate about fracking, and he said basically Hillary is not moving fast enough on all of those issues for him. What is her platform?
So Hillary, she recognizes climate change as an urgent threat. She lays out a plan to invest in renewables, to regulate fossil fuel production, cut energy waste, and promote conservation. The party platform is pretty similar. I called up Bill McKibben. He's an environmentalist. He actually helped draft the party platform. He was one of the people appointed by the Bernie Sanders camp. And he said he didn't get everything he wanted. For example, a total ban on fracking was one of the things. But he said that it makes great strides.
The platform does have a lot of good language in it and represents a quantum advance from where it was 4 years ago. Then it was in favor of an all-of-the-above energy policy. Now it explicitly prioritizes sun and wind over natural gas.
Now, what is Trump's stance on all of this, and what's the Republican Party's platform?
Yeah, so Trump doesn't actually have a position on environmental or energy issues, at least not kind of officially on his website or as part of his platform. But he has talked about it in speeches and in interviews, you know, throughout the primary season. So he said he wants to bring back coal production. He supports oil and gas extraction. He doesn't believe in climate change. He's actually called it a Chinese hoax in the past. He also said he wants to undo regulations put in place by the Obama administration, and he wants to defund the Environmental Protection Agency. The party platform, it supports the development of all sorts of energy, quote, that are marketable in a free economy without subsidies. And it mentions by name coal, oil, natural gas, nuclear power, and hydropower. And they also have an interest in limiting the powers of the EPA.
Do you think now that the candidates have been chosen, the race is about to start for real, will the environment come up more?
So the Pew Research Center, they looked at this issue, right? What are the things that are very important to voters? The number one issue is the economy. So the environment falls in place number 12. It's wedged between trade policy and abortion down there. But it is the issue where the voters have the biggest priority discrepancy, right? So I mentioned the economy. all voters pretty much think that the economy is very important, even though they may have different ideas about what to do with it. But for example, only 32% of Trump voters think that the environment is very important. And for Hillary supporters, that number is 69% that think it's very important. So I think as we move into a general election, Clinton will bring it up more because it's something that she will use to really set herself apart from Trump.
Thank you so much, Irina.
Thanks, Mikan.